Exactly. And you know, I tomorrow, guys, I'm having bre- I was invited to have breakfast with about 70 CEOs from Colorado companies around our state. And you know, they take pride in saying they're a nonpartisan group, but I'm going to speak about this issue as a business person would speak about this issue, with which is that Colorado has a serious math problem on its hands. A math problem is not a Republican or a Democrat problem. A math problem is simply a math problem that you have to roll up your sleeves and solve when confronted by it. And these folks are interested in learning more about this issue. And what I'm going to tell them is that government is structured that it only works to redress and fix problems after they become catastrophes. And I'm going to tell them, I'm going to say, can you imagine running your business and saying, well, we'll just wait till we declare Chapter 11 and then we'll get around to strategizing about how to fix our, you know, our assembly line or fix our sales process. I mean, you know, let's not be in a position here in the state of Colorado to wait for crisis or catastrophe before having the guts to proactively deal with this issue head on.
Yeah, I love that. We have to. And unfortunately, and I know I've said this before, but we do have those elected officials that flat out refuse to even consider that we have an issue here, and it is so blatantly obvious. It is one of the most frustrating things ever. Walker,
exactly.
Go ahead.
I appreciate you guys. I have to hop shortly, I've got about 3 more minutes. I do want to tell you guys and your listeners, I think, this has kind of been a fluid schedule, but I think I'm going to have the opportunity to be on a program sometime over the next 36 to 48 hours with Sean Hannity talking about the corrosive influence of unions in America. So I'll be sure that I get that post out to you guys, and you can send it out to your listeners, because I think it's a great opportunity to talk about what's going on in Colorado on a national level.
Perfect. Walker, thank you for joining us on Grassroots Radio. We'll get to the Faster lawsuit some other time, but I did want to get your take on that. And
yeah, well, I'm, you know, my friend Rich Sokol is at the tip of the spear there, and I think it's a great thing, and I hope, you know, they prevail, because, you know, this is the Faster tax was one of many taxes and fees that was passed without our input as voters in Colorado. And it was passed by and given cover by a liberal activist Supreme Court. And so I hope that it gets some traction, because these fees need to be called what they are, and that's tax increases.
Absolutely. So I'm going to wish him luck on that, and we're going to do everything we can to support those guys in their efforts. Walker Stapleton, Colorado
Thank
State.
You guys, appreciate you.
We appreciate you and everything you're doing, and you know you've got a friendly voice here, so use us whenever we can, and we will help you fight this battle. That's Walker Stapleton, Colorado State Treasurer.